Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew Bedlam. All right, we got part two of last weekend's festivities coming at you live with Jason Plank, LCJ, Marley, Sean, Josh, and of course, little old me. So let's get to Pogo City Radio, which is already in progress.
Fuck you!
Here we go. Anti-Nowhere League. For the Pogo Clan.
You're good for nothing, is what you say. We're fucked up and wasted. We ain't no heroes anyway. We're all fucked up and wasted, yeah. We're wasted.
We're wasted, I'm so wasted. We're fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
Wasted, I'm so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
Wasted, I'm so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up.
I don't give a flying fuck, man.
I don't give a flying fuck.
Motherfucking Anti-Nowhere League. God damn, my mic is hot as a motherfucker. All right, here's Vicious Rumors by The Virus.
Where the gossip film goes on and on. These bugs are
All right, we're getting into an age-old debate about who killed Spiky Jacket, and
I love them.
Jess and Sean want to blow them, and Jess everybody else them. Thinks they Sean suck.
I don't think they suck.
Terrible.
Don't put words in my mouth.
It's not fucking
terrible. What do you? What
no,
do you,
if
your,
you're at a show and they start going, "No more pegs at the gigs," you're gonna get fucking pounded up.
My number one problem with Who Killed Spiky Jacket is it just seems that every song they're just telling somebody, "You're not punk rock, and you're not punk rock, and I'm cooler than you, and you're not as cool as me, and my clothes are more important than everything."
Then you don't take them seriously. That's what real adults do.
Like, I might as well listen to fucking Beyonce or some shit singing about her fucking sneakers
Beyonce
or whatever the fuck.
Beyonce who had Lion's Law in her video. I'm just saying.
You don't have a mic.
Jason, get in there.
Let me just say, when M80s are part of your fucking shtick, you're a fucking shtick.
Okay, random. Random.
No, I wouldn't say it's... okay, it is a part of their shtick. That's what they're known for. But I wouldn't say that's one of the reasons that I like them, because, you know, it does get annoying. You know, their shows get shut down early because they're, like, you know,
but
people act
it's
fucking
like the germs. They're doing
crazy,
that on purpose. It's
like,
lame when you do that on purpose. It's lame when you do that on purpose. That's just supposed to happen organically. It's just like, I'm not even going to lie, right? Like, the picture of me that's on the front page, right? That picture of me where I'm in trouble, everybody always goes, you should put that on an album cover. I'm like, if I put a picture of myself on an album cover, sticking my tongue out while I'm getting arrested, that's lame as shit. If somebody else takes that picture
it's
and
like
puts
Britney
it on an
Spears
album,
shaving her
that's
head
what I'm saying.
She had a
if somebody else takes it and uses it, that'll be badass. If I put an album out of myself getting arrested, that's just cheesy as fuck.
Or
it's lame.
You don't have to give a shit and say
Jack
fuck
has
you.
Never put out anything like that on any other album.
Do you like
covers.
Because
no,
because
but
Jack
their whole—they're a gimmick. They're a joke. They're not. They're a joke.
Then don't take them seriously.
We don't, and therefore they.
If
suck.
You know they're a joke, then don't take them seriously.
Okay, but then why? Why? Okay, why? But what about? I'm thinking about like what about pop punk bands from like the new millennium of Good Charlotte, Simple Plan, Blink 182. We don't take them seriously. So we don't take
them seriously.
Some girls
like that music.
Some people
do.
Terrible.
Just like Who Killed Spiky Jacket.
No, Who Killed Spiky Jacket's music is actually
good. It's not real. It's not real. It's all fake. It's all made up. It's all pretend. And it's not real. Just like Blink 182 wasn't real. Just like all the other bands.
Hey, they're from San Diego, so fuck off.
I'm pretty sure, like,
back at you, buddy.
I think they had a song. It was something about rich and famous people, and they are rich and famous.
Oh, what was that? Good Charlotte.
You know what? I like Blink 182 and Spiky Jacket. Blow me.
Yo, I've seen Blink 182 in concert, and they were awesome.
So have I. I left early to buy fucking discount t-shirts and to beat traffic on the way out. I love that band, but their band was so bad live.
At least fucking Who Killed Spiky Jacket wants to drink some beer. They just Blink 182 just wants to cry.
Eat skateboards.
I was joking, first of all. I'll say that. But also, I saw Blink 182 when like
and
fucking
my point is
Dude
be,
Ranch
said,
or Enema of the State
you
or something.
You said they are a gimmick. So then
here.
Why do you take them seriously?
Well, I don't like
if you
Kiss
know
either.
A gimmick,
he
like
Blink
like
182 more than Spiky Jacket.
But I don't like Kiss either.
Oh, I hate
Who
Kiss.
Spiky Jacket is Kiss.
Fuck yeah, Jazz.
Yes. Yes.
That one is especially for Gabriel and all the Blink 77 who I know want a huge kiss. They all want a blow kiss. Fuck kiss. And Gene Simmons is really creepy.
Oh, I know what's coming on next.
Because Thora hates kiss.
I know. And we're going to play this for Thora.
Go Thora for also hating kiss.
Exactly.
We're going to play this for Thora because I asked her what she thought about this song. And she said she thought it was a lovely piece of artwork or something around those lines. I have to find it right here. Now, what this is, this comes from the Mike Blanks and the Stabs album, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol album, right? This was a hidden track that nobody knew was going to be on the CD except for Chad, who sings it. And they didn't even hear it until the CD came out. And he told them to listen to it. So here's Chad doing his rendition of Kiss's song, Beth.
Thorne likes it because it's Chad, man. Yeah,
exactly.
I got all this stuff to break down.
Wild card, bitches!
We'll make it the wild card, since there's just a bunch of jibber-jabber in the beginning. But here we go. Why are we still talking about that shitty-ass band? Here's Chad about to sing Kiss, his own version, which is much better, by the way.
Hey, play that CD I gave you.
All right.
Bitch, I hear you call. But I can't come home right now. Me and the girls are fucking, and I just can't seem to come. Just a few more hours, and I'll shoot my load on you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, bitch, what can I do? Bitch, what can I do? Say you feel so empty that your holes are never full. I'm always fucking someone else while you're home with your vibrators. Just a few more hours and I'll shoot my load on you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, bitch, what can I do?
Oh, baby, I'm gonna give that pussy a black eye. Oh, I know how you love it when I have dropkick sex with you. What happened? You over? I see that brown eye winking at me. Oh, that just drives me crazy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, those things you do to me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
I know you're lonely, and I hope you feel alright. Cause me and the girls will be fucking all night. If that doesn't get me laid, I don't know what will.
Chad 77.
Oh, man.
Chad Blanks.
Personally, that was the first time I've ever heard that. It was fucking amazing.
All right, so we got to play.
I was blown away.
That was the wild card.
Just us tears.
We got to play.
I almost had
some real stuff.
Yeah.
Mike Blanks, the sex, drugs, and alcohol band. Knock, knock, knock. All right, let's get over with Antidote and let's get drunk. All right, that's Antidote.
I didn't
right
know
there.
That movie. Fuck all of you.
That'll do it.
Mike check, mic check, mic check, mic check. That'll do it.
Shrek 1, Shrek 2, Shrek the 3rd.
My mic check is pop goes the pussy because the pussy goes pop.
Pop!
Pop goes the pussy because the pussy goes pop. All right, we're going to get to a twofer. Jess's idea. She told me to play Bottles and Cans first, and I said, yo, I listened to that song 5 times in a row today.
And I said,
literally listened to that song 5 times in a row.
I'll wait.
Go ahead.
I was gonna give away the twofer, but I'll let you guys wait in anticipation.
Well, I told them the second one already. Bottles and Cans would be the second one.
You know,
Four Walls, right?
Yeah, because that's the first track. Okay. So we're going to go to the Go to Work album, which was on my top 10 albums. This specific album.
This is
my favorite
amazing.
One, the second one. Just like my favorite Blanks album is the second one, Tanked and Pogoed. But here's the first two tracks from Go to Work, These Four Walls and Bottles and Cans.
When I was 18, I thought I knew it all. No one could tell me. Nothing at all. I took their advice and I spit it in their face. Now I'm doing 45, living in this place. And all I got is these four walls. I just stare at my four walls. They're gonna kill me, these four walls. I hate my four walls. Stupid, I should have learned a trade. But I found out the hard way, crime did not pay. That didn't stop me, I sinned again. Now I'll be millionaire, who knows when. And all I got is these four walls. I just stare at my four walls. They're gonna kill me, these four walls. I hate my four walls. Yeah.
All right, here's number two with my favorite, Bottles and Cans. Every time this song comes on the radio in my car, I start speeding like a motherfucker. Fucking Wretched Ones.
Are the Wretched Ones the most relatable band on as far as the Pogo City radio crew goes? Like we all work full time.
This is the first song of the night.
This is the last song. This is our Christmas song.
They're very, very relatable.
Very.
Very.
Very. Not to Josh.
Wake up.
He likes blanks.
The Potato Pirates in concert.
I have.
Tell me about it.
I have not.
They kicked. The first time I saw them, they opened up for Leftover Crack like 4 years ago at the Voltage Lounge. I had never heard of them. And I was there with Colin. So we got.
Well, we got to get the Potato Pirates.
We were obviously drinking, and we never heard of the Potato Pirates. And then they
were thinking about drinking.
Well, no, we weren't thinking. We were already doing it. But then
they
started playing
while doing it,
and we're like,
and then while we're drinking,
wow, these guys are pretty fucking awesome.
I've been waiting for them to come back. I'd say it's a hit or miss for me, but you know, we've had Steve Stackhouse.
I like to think about drinking.
We've had Steve Stackhouse, drummer, on the show before, also in Wheels. So go into the archives, check
the
that
Wheels,
shit out.
That's a good band.
Yeah, we'll play them next.
The Wheels kick ass.
All right, here's the Potato Pirates.
We love the Potato Pirates. Members of the Bad English Potato Pirates. Happy to
Jason
think about
is wearing
drinking.
The Potato Pirates right. shirt. I got actually a tattoo of me.
Drinking.
Month, boy.
corruption I can see is dead. Why won't look? Jet is grace on me. And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy. I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast, where we lay to rest our dreams. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe.
Sean infamous for talking shit on unmuted mics.
About my brother? Colin, you are kind of a hipster.
Colin, you're kind of a bitch too.
You're kind of a.
But he's got a really nice place.
I know you let us
stay there.
He's
got a really nice apartment.
I'm not talking shit. It's my birthday show.
I just want to give. I want to give a shout out.
I was gonna say if Jason came back to Colin's apartment, he would realize that Colin is kind of a hipster, but he's
no, I
he's
love
like
Colin.
A cool hipster at the same time.
Tina.
Here's the
he's
thing.
Terrible.
That's my boy Tina right there.
Hold on.
My
let me weigh
Tina.
In real quick. Here's the thing. I understand what you're saying about Colin, and I understand the hipster part. and just let me say, I still feel bad about giving him shit about Fiddler. I'm just fucking saying.
Fiddler's a hipster fucking band.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
wait,
you guys
but let me be
Josh
clear.
Josh likes Fiddler?
Let me
wait, I don't know what Fiddler is.
Let me be clear.
I don't know
Josh
what you're talking about.
At your house party. At your house party.
I don't
I just want to say. I just want to say.
Oh, well, you met him there.
I
met him, yes.
Look.
Yes, you guys ran the same.
I've felt bad because I gave him shit about Fiddler, but I just want to say
I've never
don't
heard
feel
of them.
Bad.
I've never heard of them. Exactly like a hipster, so you probably never heard of them.
All I want to say
I've
is
never heard of them. I don't
I'm
fuck.
Siding with Colin.
My man Colin, part of the family. I don't care what kind of music he likes, whatever. Fine, all
he
good.
He likes punk rock too.
Oh, yeah, Colin likes plenty of punk rock,
but at the same time, like, I mean, I side with him on Fiddler.
I don't know who that
Fiddler.
Is.
Fiddler
I
sucks.
Know
man, when you're pronouncing
I don't
it
know
wrong.
Know
fuck it, dude. Life's a risk.
Fiddler.
Is that a Fiddler?
Here's some Catch 22. Day in, day out.
I don't wanna
Alright, that was Catch 22. LCJ and that crusty fuck Josh just screamed every word of that song.
Well, I do.
So, I got one for them two.
Can I give a shout out to a girl named Celia?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
She's breaking my fucking heart.
This one's for Josh and Jess and everyone else who likes ska music. Doing a twofer. All right, everybody, we're all just kind of getting drunk and fucked up.
Woo! I'm
sure
drunk.
How this is a
I
show anymore,
drunk.
But just hang out with us.
Pogo
here's the wheels.
It's a historic dance already, and I just heard from my friend Alan, who just came over on the boat, that it's out, it's over. So, just as a historic reference, the pogo has been done like this.
I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be here. I wanna get drunk.
motherfucking wheels. We're gonna head over to P-Burg right here.
Good morning. I have my cold beer.
Would
you have
like
your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
What is going on here? Jesus, I think there's a three-way happening. There's a three-way. All right, we're going to get over to Jersey, the Parasitics.
Night starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it. Hey! Hey, hey, hey. Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Hey, 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 hey. Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it. Hey, 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 hey. Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Motherfucking Parasitics. P-Bird. We're gonna be playing with the Casualties soon. What, November or some shit? Yeah, they are. They are. But, all right. So, I got one coming up, Jess. Jess, I got one coming up for you real quick. Everyone, Jess Cunningham is explaining to Josh what a 410
cab
is.
He's a little bit drunk right now.
He has no idea what a half cab or a 410 cab is.
The input jacks. I say, I need you to fix my 410 cab.
He's like, what? He's like, I was like, Jess, he doesn't know.
All that you need to fix is the jacks in the back. My input jacks are busted out.
What are you talking about?
Please.
And she's like, Josh, I'm talking about an amplifier with 410-inch speakers in the cabinet. So we are going to play Girl Can't Rock and Roll for Jess.
Thank you.
Blank 77.
Because
All right, here is, I guess, More Blank 77.
Yeah!
All right, now, for real, that was definitely the song on my MySpace when I was in high school. So, who else here had a song on their MySpace?
With all the HTML.
Yeah, I had all the coding and everything. My song was No Big Deal. So what did you have? What was your song?
AFI.
AFI, which one? All of them.
Yeah, I think it was like mixed between bunch of different songs.
No, yeah, mine was No Big Deal. Marley was like, I wasn't born when MySpace was popular.
I did, actually, in fifth grade, I made a secret one and got grounded for it because my parents found out and they were not happy about it.
I had For the Punks, I think. I had For the Punks.
I think I remember that. I think you remember having For the Punks. That seems something you would have. That or something with Mark on
the scene.
It
was about the music, you know? Yeah. Facebook ruined everything.
I know. Why is there no mute? Like, I think MySpace was more fun. Like, you could change your background and shit. Like, mine was red, right? And then it had squiggly lines, like, animated moving all over the, like,
so
side of the screen. And then the add me thing was Pamela Anderson in a bikini running her fingers through her hair.
Pamela Anderson was all over the land.
And then it played No Big Deal by Blank 77. So, like, this is...
Stronger one or less stronger one?
I think I'll take the less stronger one. Thank you. Yes.
I'll take the stronger one. Thank you.
All right. Here's
you gotta play captain.
I'm gonna steal
noise.
Some of that stronger one.
I know. I'm the only one that actually. And you're banging your head.
Stronger one.
Than stronger. Thank you.
I'm the only one.
Be drunk.
I wanted to end this show 2 hours ago because I'm the only one that can't like hang out and just party the whole goddamn fucking time. But here's
Andrew,
noise.
Let me have one of those parasitic coasters.
Oh, there's some down there. There's
Can
some
I have
Pogo
one?
City. Yeah, grab one.
Can those I steal are, it? Can I take it?
There's a Pogo City one there too. I think. Fucking take a couple. Fucking no! I think the parasitics one is stained up. Maybe I think some beer spilt on it. Here's the erections.
Beer, vodka, whatever.
Yeah, they don't like us anymore. We know you don't like us anymore.
They don't like us anymore.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
sudden to stay with something in my head.
All right, Jason. What we got queued up next, my man? What's the next track? Do you even remember? It's not self-destruct. You played like 10 of them. We're running out of time. What's the next one? Click it. Click it. No, it's going to play noise for the boys again. Click no future. All right, here we go. Jason.
Jason. Yeah, all right.
We're just drunk and playing music. This really isn't even Pogo City Radio anymore.
Fuck
we're just,
you.
We're just drunk and we haven't hit the stop button yet.
And fuck you.
This is off Defiance's first album. Title track, No Future, No Hope. High school anthem for the Pogo Club. That was completely Jason's fault, not taking the blame. That was totally Jason's fault. Region 76 on Pogo City Radio with another way.
Quick shout out to Eric, Chris, Caton, Edward, Hostile City Class Productions. Appreciate everything you do. Appreciate the shows.
I actually would like to know if there's going to be an upcoming Take the Spurred show, because I heard it's not promising.
That's what I heard.
I would understand. I would understand 100%.
Were there negative things talked about it?
No,
like,
where they're saying it's not going to probably
the past
happen.
3 years have
but
been
that's what
awesome
I'm asking. Like, were they like saying maybe we won't do it?
I didn't hear
year,
anything officially. That's just like with the bathroom gossip.
I went to the first year and it was awesome.
But I'm just saying, I didn't hear anything official, but
nobody's
like that's what word on
right.
the street.
I'm just asking what people are hearing.
People are saying it's no more.
So that sucks.
Here's what I heard. Here's what I heard from Chris. I heard it's off this year.
It's because people don't come out. That's why shows don't happen, because people don't come out. Don't sugarcoat
well,
it.
No.
Well,
people
let's not.
Don't come out.
Hey, hold on.
Shows don't happen.
No.
Hold on.
No,
Jason,
I've been there every year, and I can't say that there hasn't been a crowd there every year. Like,
I'm not saying there's not a crowd. What I'm saying is, not more people need to get out there. That's what the problem is.
Last year they had funeral dress and fucking.
And that costs a lot of money.
I understand that. I do.
People don't understand how much some of these bands get paid.
Which is why
I'm
so willing to contribute. Every time,
absolutely.
Every time
you
got to
support. That's what I'm
around.
Saying. Don't sugarcoat it. People got to get out and people got
to
support or shit doesn't happen.
You know,
that's just how it goes.
2 day passes. Whatever.
In that vein.
I want to go. Fucking Philly has so many good shows. Yeah. The special has to work.
Philly is actually in an article I read. I don't know when it was. Not too long ago. Philly has actually had the best or the most growing scene in the entire country.
So true. There are a lot of good shows going on in Philly.
There are a lot of bands coming out of Philly. So, I mean, if you're from around this area, you got to get out.
Absolutely. That's all I'm saying.
And you'll be able to see bands from not around here.
What were you saying, Jason?
Let's give a quick shout out again to Hostile City Productions. So, bottom line, last week they had 45 adapters from New York City. They had dusters for representing New Brunswick. My man, Nishad, how you doing? Bottom line, follow Hostile City Productions
and
in
go
Philadelphia.
To their shows.
Go to their shows.
Their
don't
shows,
just follow
man.
Them.
They
show
fucking
up.
Put on some awesome.
Some of the best shows around.
Around, exactly.
Usually, that's a lot
up.
Of the shows at like Voltage. And,
yes, exactly.
Kung
Fu Necktie, the Trocadero. There are.
But like if you live in the Lehigh
And those are just some of the. Those are just some of the venues.
It's close enough, and they're awesome.
Lehigh
it's close
you
enough
can either
and they're
go
awesome.
To New York City or you can go to Philly. And, you know, for Philly
Philly's
shows,
a little bit easier to get to.
Hostile City throws
I mean, I'm more of an NYC
too.
Kid myself, but Philly's easier to get to.
I love the city, but you got
to
pay so much money.
There are tons of venues, like the ones I just mentioned, that you can go see, like, a really good show at any of those venues that I met. Kung Fu Necktie, Trocadero.
Absolutely. So people got to get out and go.
There are a lot of good bands that play those venues, and so get your fucking ass out there and fucking go see these bands.
And just to piggyback, Chris, hey, let's bring the Defiance through. Let's bring the Bad Angry through.
Again? I'll see him a second time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Let's bring all the punk core and charged bands that are still around. Let's bring all them. Are there any still around? There's a couple.
Can I request one more Chernobyl Baby song?
Yeah, sure. We got some other songs queued up. Which one do you want?
For Marley.
Pogo Fun for Everyone.
Nice.
Pogo Fun for
nice.
Everyone.
Great song.
Nice.
All right, here's the Chernobyl Babies with Pogo Fun for Everyone.
Love
for
you.
Our girl, Marley. God damn it, I hate when the song doesn't play on time. played Thinking About Drinking already.
We did play Thinking About Drinking.
We've played many bands twice tonight, but we can't play the same song twice.
Did we play this already?
Fuck you. All right. I'm going to play some X-Ray Specs. Here's I'm a Poser for Mike Blanks. We're going to get to another band that played at Fuck You, We Rule. We also saw them at that Dwarves and Blank show. Here's coming out of, I want to say, Long Island? That's either New York or New Jersey, and I feel like Long Island. We're going to go with Long Island.
Close enough, but we got mad love for wildlife.
Here is Wildlife with Deadbeat. It is midnight on the money. Now, this is very weird to me. I have looked at the clock at both.
The clock.
At the 9 croc. O'clock on the
clock.
Andrew's weird with numbers.
10 o'clock,
I don't know
11, and 12.
This.
I saw it all 12, at the 34, top
11,
of the
11.
Hour. Oh, I do. I go crazy.
You want to talk about weird numbers?
I go crazy with weird numbers.
Wait. I do.
It gets my dick hard. I'm not going to lie.
Jess, just talk about weird with numbers. After we go off... I'll talk to you about weird with numbers.
Well, then why are you telling me now? Interrupting me, nonetheless.
To tell me about something
you're going
to
tell me about.
Play the song and I'll talk to you about weird with numbers.
I am
going to
play for myself some one-way system and
fuck
stab
yeah,
the
yeah.
judge.
Holy shit,
stab the judge. Stab the judge.
I got to take a fucking piss. You're the man.
All right. All right, next up, Violent Affair, Abandoned Youth.
All right, everybody, I'm not going to lie. We just did, we tried to end the show, and I, like, deleted it all, and I just lost the last 20 minutes.
I just,
so we're gonna like redo.
Just say the pretzel off the floor.
An ending here.
I don't care. Judge me. I don't fucking care.
We're gonna get out of here with this next one first. We could do that at the after party because we were already ended the show. We were on for 4 hours and I just lost the last 20 minutes. At first, I lost the 2 hours and 40 minutes in the beginning. I don't know. We're getting the fuck out of here. Come see us September 8th at the Dead Boys show. Come see us August 25th. That already happened.
24th.
Punk rock block party.
Block party. With Urban Waste,
Gangrene,
Anti-Citizen, Riverside Odds, Mind Control, Might Makes Rights. That's the band.
Might Makes Rights.
Yeah, all right. And also Crazy in the Brains next Friday with SZA Philly in Creep Records. Oh. Come see us. This one's for Harpo and I'm Hungry. Go bug Harpo and Terry. They will be at the gallery show selling food. Go bug them. Tell them to do the United
food.
Punk show.
I want people to just leave
me alone. Make it happen. Don't leave the motherfucker alone. But that's what he says. Here's Harpo with Go Away, Niblick, Henbane. Catch you motherfuckers next week. Alright, I'm eating some goldfish right now, right? And we haven't done much talking, so I feel like talking real quick. I've been in some trouble for after years. You know what the first thing I ever got in trouble for was? I got arrested in Wegmans for opening a bag of Petrich Farm goldfish. I ate four goldfish at age 16 or 17, I think it was 17, and I got arrested. I got arrested for opening up a bag of Petrich Farm and eating a ham. Yep, goldfish are a gateway crop. I have a bag of them in my hand right now. It's addictive, it's progressive, it will kill you. We need some PMA, get off the goldfish, people. Jails, institutions, and death. That was with your brother! Holy shit! It was his motherfucker! It was his motherfucker! Don't call me on the phone! Yo, your brother started jumping up and down after like an idiot and we got noticed on the camera. And then we were like walking around doing whippets and like eating goldfish. And I got arrested. Oh, dude, you were some kid, yo. You would walk through the fucking grocery store and just grab whipped cream and just be like, stop talking with food in your mouth.
I want people to just leave me alone. Don't
knock my door. Again, I don't know. I walked out with a full box of cheeses. Wrong way.
It might have been.
Possibly.
All right. I think.
All right. So let's get it.
I got food in my mouth now. Yo, we are so, like, not even trying.
I'm just
we are not even trying
at all. Please play the lower class brats before we all fall apart.
Oh, that's a good
pick. Lower class. Drum bones. Dang. Did you play? No, you didn't. You didn't hit play.
Hit and play from Turbo City Radio.
Some of my friends are today gone. Whether just forget.